Hey, 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 hey. I hope everyone's doing good. It's been a while. Wanted to talk tonight about a word that I don't like to use. I don't like to even say it out loud, but I'm going to say it probably a lot in this particular discussion. And that word is hate. As we all know, there's a lot of it going around and always has been. There always has been a lot of it going around. My question for you to think about is, what does it do for you? Is there anything positive that can come from hate? The answers I've been given from people range. Some of them say, well, it makes me feel better, which in response to that, I have to say they are lying to themselves. Hate never makes anyone feel better. None. Nobody. Zero. Zilch. The reason you think that you're feeling better when you go through a hate rage is you're releasing a lot of energy. And so afterwards you breathe and you feel a relief that you've let out all of this stuff. But the problem with that is that hate damages you and other people around you. So your loved ones are affected whenever you hate also. So, it doesn't do that for you. It doesn't make you feel good. So other people will tell me, well, it's a matter of what somebody deserves, that there's somebody that deserves to be hated, and so you're taking care of that job. You're hating them. They've done something to you. They've hurt somebody. Whatever excuse you want to give yourself to hate, rather than thinking rationally about your situation, hate is an easy way for people to think they've resolved an issue. How many of you have gone from hating someone to turning it completely around and loving that same person? Probably not many. Because once you've started hating, you're damaging yourself and you're making a groove that you're staying in, this groove of hate. And very seldom do people come out of that just on their own. It usually takes confirmation and knowledge that you were wrong to begin with. Not another excuse people use for hating is well, this person deserves my hate. They've done something wrong and bad and evil or whatever your mind wants to tell you. Whatever you allow it to tell you. Whatever way you make that decision to hate. Because that's what it is. It is a decision that you make. And hate it's much deeper than just an emotion of not liking something. I don't want to say that it's the same as its opposite, which is love. But it is in that respect. It's not really an emotion. It is triggered by emotion at times. But to go that far, just because you're angry with someone, just because you're sad about something, you don't always hate. So see, to hate is a decision that you make. And you are, in hating, you are contributing to the bad things in the world. You are propagating it by sending hate out from yourself for dirtying up the circuits. We are all connected. We are all connected by force. It sounds like Star Wars, but that's not far off. George Lucas, he was thinking of this direction when he went that way. Now I turn into a nerd on you, and well, I don't think anybody ever thought I was anything but. But beyond that, regardless, when you hate, it spreads out from you to everyone that you are connected with. And in the end, that's everyone, because we are all connected. You keep some closer to you than others, and they'll be hit first with the poison that you have made a decision to use and to have. So it's there's nothing in between hate and love. The other things in between, we mistakenly have been taught to mix those in, but those are emotions. Those are feelings. Love and hate are not emotions and not feelings. They are forces within our universe and within everything around us. Now, hate can be expelled entirely, but so can love. It's always there and always available to you. Both of them are. They're always there and they're always available to you. You have free will. You can choose what to do. If you don't have free will, if you have some sort of chemical imbalance or something wrong with your brain that it is malfunctioning, that is a different story. We have people that have birth defects. We have people that have issues mentally and that have brain-altering issues that make it difficult for them to get in touch with any kind of reality, much less love and hate. Love is, in my belief, love is what we are. We are born completely only creatures of pure love. That's what's there when we're born. Something that has not yet been touched by hate, been touched by lies and bad things that have been created in this world by hate. So we get spoiled and touched and dirtied as we grow in this world. And we have been taught and continue to be taught incorrect things about love and hate. We use them wrong. People attach sex to love, and really they're nothing to do with each other. You can make a choice to only have sex with somebody you love, but we know very well that you don't have to. So love and sex have really nothing to do with one another. Love stands alone. It is a power moving through all of us all the time. You overshadow it sometimes with your hate, but you make that choice every single time. It really is as simple as that. Think of it this way. Something bad happens to you. Somebody comes up to you and starts screaming in your face, saying vile, horrible things about your mother. You know, something that you're going to say, well, I'm not going to deal with that. I'm going to hurt that person. That's a choice. You're making that choice. Should you have to put up with their abuse? No, absolutely not. You can turn and you can walk away. Anybody that would do something like that to another person, anybody that would insult their mothers and tear them apart, anybody that would hurt you physically, anybody that is that, that's not a normal state. That's a person that is damaged. That's a person that they're not functioning correctly. I mean, really, they are hurting. They're not happy. Anybody that would do something like that is not happy. Period. They are broken. And do you, a person that has mental issues, severe mental issues, comes up to you and hits you, do you beat them back? When you know that they have mental issues, do you beat them or do you call for help, try to help them because they are obviously in crisis? These are the decisions that we make. A person that does that to you is mentally unsound. Things are not working correctly. They are not happy. They need love. You hitting them, you going after them and attacking them, you getting revenge isn't going to do any good. It's not going to end up making you feel better like you think. It won't. You can lie to yourself again and say that it is making you feel better, but that's a lie. All you're getting is a temporary endorphin blast in your system. And it's going to be gone and you're not going to feel any better than ever. You've just beat on a person that is not functioning correctly. You've hurt a person that's not operating right. That's pretty sad. But that's what we've been taught in this society. We've been taught a system of, well, we call it, pardon me, we call it a rehabilitation system. But we don't really concentrate on that, on rehabilitation. We concentrate more on getting what we have called justice, which is also a twisted version, because as I said, these are sick people, and we have chosen to get revenge if they've hurt somebody or killed somebody that we love, or anybody for that matter. We think revenge is one of the top things. We want to punish. We don't want to heal. We don't concentrate on healing or fixing or even studying to find out how we can prevent such things in the future. Maybe if we did more of that, we would be able to understand what we're doing wrong. But this is a society that has decided justice is revenge and punishment. How's that working for you guys? We've come to terms, apparently, as a society, that there will always be crime and criminals and bad things going on. We've just accepted that. That's pretty sad, to just accept something like that when you should go eternally trying to figure out why and how to prevent such things. How to correct people. We call it Department of Corrections too, don't we? Department of Corrections. We don't correct anybody. In fact, we make it worse. We make it worse in almost probably 90% of the cases. We just make worse. We create bigger, disturbed, broken people. This didn't start out to be a discussion about capital punishment, but it leads into that. It's who we are when we hate, when we let hate run rampant, when we believe that it's justified when it really never is. We don't look at things right. And so you say, well, how about a person that's just stealing from people? And so it's not it's a non-violent crime. So they're not broken, are they? They're just greedy. Greed is a broken part of somebody. If you do not have the empathy to know when you're hurting other people, that's broken. That's broken. It should be an automatic within any rational human being to be able to put yourself in another person's shoes and to say, if I steal from that person, what makes that right? How am I not hurting another person? You have to be able to ask those questions. Empathy goes hand in hand with love. Love will get you all of this, will correct all of this. So you see that hate is the antithesis. Hate works against everything. It darkens your soul quite literally. Your soul is love. Hate enveloping around that hides your love that you naturally have. It makes you not see it when it's right there always. Love never, ever dies. I know this I know this. When we come into the world, it's as creatures of pure love. And when we leave this world, it is as, again, returning to pure love. And energy, as we know through science, can neither be created nor destroyed. So that tells me that that measurable power that's within all of us is the power and the energy of love. Now, this is, I've rambled on quite a bit on this one, 20 minutes worth, and it's not exactly how I had planned for my rambling to go, but there you go. It is what it is, and it's something for you to think about. Think about it. Fight. Make a decision. That's what it really is. Make a decision. It's up to you whether you are going to love a person no matter what they do, or if you're going to hate a person and hurt countless others because of it. You don't have to keep an abuser in your life to love them. You do not stay in abusive situations. You remove yourself from the abusive situations immediately. You can call for help. Most definitely. You can testify against someone to have them taken out of the way of harming others and themselves. There's nothing wrong with that. Our system has problems that they'll be going into. Yes, that's unfortunate, and we can work to correct that over time. And I have confidence that humans do learn these things eventually. And things will change. But it can start with you, and you can make your life much easier and much happier. You start in the morning counting your blessings. And your blessings, when your eyes pop open, you start counting your blessings. And your blessings are not the things around you, not your house, not your stuff. Your blessings are the people. And living things, living animals are just as important. The people and things and people and lives that you love and that love you. Count them. You won't be able to count them all because there are millions that love you. There's a lot of people that believe just like I do. And they're sitting right where they are right now, loving you. Guaranteed. I can guarantee that with 100% confidence. So that's what you first do. You count your blessings. Then you get up out of bed. You do your routine. You get ready. You get cleaned up to go wherever you've got to go to work or otherwise. But then I go on, here's what I do. I next go on to social media and I post a good morning to all people. And I tell everybody, I remind everybody that I love them very much and that my love is unconditional. And I want them to have a wonderful day. But then I end each time of that, I end it with one request. And that request is that they go out and that they pass that love on. And over the years doing this every single day. Now, I only do it Monday through Friday. and I don't go on social media Saturday and Sunday. That's my social media break. That's for my mental health. But Monday through Friday, bright and early in the morning, I greet everyone and tell them I love them very much and to please go out and pass that on. And it has happened. A number of people now do that as their daily routine. They are making the habit, making the choice to love everyone, whether you know them, whether you don't, to love everyone unconditionally. And it's making a difference. I've been watching it. It's amazing. Then you go out there and you do it. That's the next thing. The next step is you go out there and you do it. You see people, you tell them how much you appreciate them. Tell them you love them. You'll get some funny looks. You'll get some people asking you what that's all about. And then, hey, you got the opportunity to tell them that you have changed your life for unconditional love and that it has been working. I'll bet you some of them are going to be excited and want to know more. You don't have to go out bothering people, though, and telling them what they need to be doing with their life. You just need to do it. You set the example. And when you set the example, others will start following. They'll start doing it too. It's really, 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 really amazing, exciting, and wonderful. Anyway, I'm going to get off here now. And I really appreciate you all listening to me. You know, you have a choice on whether you believe anything I said here or not. Whether you think I'm some crazy hippie, that's okay, because I kind of am. But I mean everything that I've said here, and it's just food for thought, guys. Think about it. I don't think you'd be trying to listen to a podcast called Let's Talk About Love unless you were open to listening about love. Have a good one, and I will talk to you again really soon. Thank you. I love you all.